In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Another 3 days. Another 3 days, and some details of the daily life, like the cigarette, the evening beer, or the tempting bar of chocolate, which seems to look at us and say, eat me, in these 3 days, it will just become a memory and will provoke in us a shivering of hands or a little nervous smile. We are in the religion of incarnation, and we must not neglect those little external penances, because they have the great merit of sending us back to the inner realities. Penance does not only consist in external works, but also in a true conversion of the heart. Next Wednesday, this Wednesday, it's very soon, will be Ash Wednesday, the beginning of the great 40 days of our ascent to Easter. We must meditate on the rich meaning of those ashes with which our foreheads are going to be marked on Wednesday. Ash is what is left after fire. It is grey, and it is a sad remain deprived of life. Ash is what remains in the soul when the fire has gone, when God is no longer present to fill our soul with His light, His warmth, and His joy, divine joy. Our soul is ash when the fire of God's love has gone out, the fire of charity that St. Paul explained so well this morning in this magnificent epistle. This happens if we drive God out, because His light, His presence, reveals our sins in great details, and we cannot bear it. Out of cowardice, we prefer the shadow in which everything is excused. We blow the fire out. We drive God out of our life, of course, without violence. We prefer to forget Him. We just give Him what He requests on Sunday, and we take it back on Monday. Ash is also the result of death, the dust of a corrupted dead body. When the Old Testament talks about which is only ashes to ashes, dust to dust, it refers to death. Ash is a thin and useless dust, the cloud of what is no more. It has no consistency. We are dust, and we will return to dust. It is a punishment imposed on man for having refused the love of God, the charity of God. The book of Genesis tells us that the death of the body is not merely an accident of nature, but it is the chastisement of sin, the mark imposed on humanity for its refusal of God. Death to God has caused the death of man and reduced into dust our wretched refusals. This includes leading a superficial life without consistency. Our life seems as vain, as empty as a charred wooden log which only keeps its shape for a very short time before falling into nothingness. Ash also represents repentance. In Holy Scripture, ash is a sign for the call to conversion, because ash represents death, sin, dust, vanity of life. It awakens in us the desire and the cry of repentance. Without recognition of our sin, God's mercy is impossible, for the ash of acknowledged sin prevents us from the vision of the ember still burning inside. Repentance, that is sorrow for our sins, is vital. But repentance is not about turning to ourselves. It is about turning to God. It is less waking up. Repentance is waking up our generosity, and it is giving others the fire of God. Without the fire of God, my love, my charity for the neighbor is only philanthropy, and it is a mix of ashes. But through the fire of the charity of God, my soul will be cleansed of myself, and I may be this little log which heat up the poor for Christ. Ash Wednesday, a day of fasting and abstinence, will lead us from earthly food to heavenly food. If we fast, and you can check in your Sunday bulletin the Lenten regulations for fasting and penance, if we fast, it is because we prefer one bread to another. We are invited to receive the bread of the Holy Eucharist, the bread of the mystery of the real presence of Christ, a bread which has been baked in ashes. It is the beacon of the triumph of life over death, of the redemption of sins, of the victory of charity over refusal of God. The Holy Eucharist refocuses us on essential things. Our Lenten resolutions, this personal place of conversion, are a concrete and also secret means to get back on our feet. Good Lenten resolutions do not need a painful and complicated brainstorming. We just need to ask the question, what is going to prevent me from doing a good Lent? We find the obstacle and we work to break its neck. Lent, which begins this week, will be 40 days of peace for the soul, 40 days of real life for our souls. This is a time during which we welcome with joy and generosity the only way for all of us to be raised from our ashes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.